Hi, everyone. This is Laura Clark, and a lot of people are beginning to call me the Soulwise Living Mentor. To be here tonight with so many people on the line. I'm really uber excited at the number of people who registered for the call. It tells me that now is the time that people are really looking to step into all that they can be, gather some more joy in their life, more abundance, and step forward into success. And I know that to be here listening, you've taken that first step to own your own success. And it's not easy to set aside time to listen to a call on a Monday night, but you have. So clearly, you are looking for greater clarity and more joy in your life. Before I start, I do want to take a moment and just acknowledge and recognize last week's events. Both the explosions in Boston and Texas have really taken a toll on a lot of people's psyche and their energy levels and their joy, and that's completely understandable. Both of the events were both horrific and tragic on so many different levels. One thing that we may never fully understand, and one of them makes our hearts sink, and I've spent much time since the week's explosions helping ground other people, grounding myself, replenishing my energy, and sending out as much of that loving and kind spirit and light to all of them affected by these circumstances. And I really do hope that love and joy can grow for them soon, and I will continue to send them that energy to do so. So I did want to take some time to acknowledge that. It actually is, in fact, the very thing that Soulwise Living and my mission and purpose are for. It's really to allow people to understand and embrace their energies for greater joy and to move forward in a place to be more successful, more abundant, and have a life of being in joy against all the odds that are presented to us. At a time like this, sometimes it's hard to find that core light that is within each and every one of us, but it really is there. And it's just about grabbing it, reigniting it, and letting it spark the world so that our energies can enhance those of others at times of crisis. So it's really no small accident that you're here right now listening. I believe that we are all given opportunities to say yes to our unique futures, and they are unique. No future. Nobody walks the same walk. Nobody talks the same talk. And I'm so glad that you accepted the invitation to come here. You're the one who is stepping out of your own way by learning to understand yourself a little bit, your fears, and why you make the decisions you do is the cornerstone to moving forward into a successful, abundant, and joy-filled future. By being here, you are saying yes to that, and I applaud you guys for this. So do grab a pen and paper, some water or tea, and get it comfortable, because tonight I'm going to share with you the exact 7 steps of my Reap Clarity and Success System. This is the key to realigning your energies for abundance and on purpose. And that's actually what REAP stands for, realigning your energies for abundance and purpose. It's really not about making these big dramatic changes in our lives. People think, oh, I need to make this change. A lot of times it's just the small tweaks that can move us exponentially forward. It's about taking the energy that you exert each day, the physical, the emotional, the intellectual, and the spiritual energies that you have, and realigning them for your highest good and the good of everybody else around you. Because if you're not feeling good, feeling great, those around you subconsciously can feel that energy, feel that tug from you, and that will bring them down a little bit. We want in our lives to be successful, to have that energy vibration just a little bit higher than everybody else's. Because in that space, success is guaranteed to you because you're putting out a positive vibe, if you will, and drawing people to you because of that. So I'm going to start with a quick exercise. If you have a piece of paper, I want you to create four columns. So that's four columns across, slash down, spaces for it. And in these columns, the headers will be body, emotions, mind, and spirit. Because those are the four pieces of our essential self, the body, the emotions, the mind, and the spirit. Now, I want you to think for a moment about the energy you exert each day from each of these. And I'm going to go through some examples for you, and you can use these if they are appropriate, or they might spark something in your mind that you actually did that exerted energy today under one of these columns. So the physical, it's kind of the easy one. It can be working out, walking up and down the stairs to do your laundry. If you have children, chasing around them. If you spent the day at work, it could be the posture you used at the computer as you went through all of your tasks. It can be the getting up to and from the printer or the copy machine. It can be holding the phone to your ear as you discuss things with clients. If you were out and about, it could be standing up and having given a speech. Those are the physical kind of energies you exerted. Now I want you to think about the energy you exerted emotionally today. Those are the emotions of life, the happy moments, the moments of discontent, and the full spectrum in between. I was in on the western side of Connecticut, just got home. So what were my emotions while I was sitting in the traffic jam in Hartford going, I don't know if I'm going to get to my phone call. I don't know if I'm going to get to my telecall. Those emotions. So while talking on the phone with a client, what emotions might have come up with, you know, anything. Did you hold a baby today?
Conference.
What emotions
muted.
Were you holding there? What emotions do you have when you knew a client and a colleague achieved something? Were they ones of pride for them, or were they a little bit green with envy? Were you sad when you listened to the news, or was there a story that made you feel joyful? So what kind of emotions did you have today? Think for a moment now the intellectual energy you may have exerted today. You actually exerted a whole lot, more than you would have imagined. What have you read? Did you pick up a piece of paper? Did you read a blog? Did you read a book? Did you read a magazine? So what did you read today? What did you create and share from your brain? What decisions did you make based on your own intelligence? Did you write an article or blog post? Did you help a child do math homework? Were you at the market reading labels before you were buying a product of food? So write down some of those things of the intellectual energy that you exerted. And finally, write down what your overall energy feel was like. And this is your spiritual. To accomplish what your intentions were this morning, did you wake up and have enough energy from within to get it done? Did you feel depleted or unenergized when ready to take on the world and step out? That was this morning. How about at lunchtime? Did the events of the morning shift that resolve? Were you in need of a Mexican siesta? And I'm a huge proponent of those. Did you continue full throttle through the afternoon and inspired? How are your spirits? What is your gut saying to you right now? So you probably have a few items under each of these headings, right? Take a look at that list, and are you proud? Are you encouraged? Are you tired? Are you happy? Are you content? Are you confused? See, you take a look at that list at it from your own perspective. Likely, if I looked at that list, I would see something entirely different than you do. I'd see somebody who tried their best and worked through life as optimally as they possibly could. And here's the reason. The best we do is often underscored by how we personally see ourselves, and it's never accurate. You see yourself through your own eyes, through your own history, and your own belief systems. You see it through your own ego. And if you're like most people, you are busy, crazy, on the go, and you can't see the forest for the trees. You see yourself through the trees and not the forest. And the trees in a forest are in no particular order, no particular shape, and no particular size. What the world is telling you should or should not do, your own judgments and beliefs are talking to you and what you say, and most importantly, what your immediate family is telling you and your interactions with them, this all speaks volumes, and these are your trees. These are the things that shape your forest. So how can you possibly get clear sometimes? How can you possibly see the forest, your own spirit, your own dreams, your own desires, with all of this clutter and mayhem going on? If you're in school, your teachers are telling you the one way to do things. If you're at work, your bosses are saying you have to do things this way. The news is telling you one thing. It's really hard to begin to hear, if you will, the whispers of the forest among all of the chatter of these individual trees. But you can. And that's what I'm here to tell you today. And I'm going to show you how to do that now. Clarity, we all want it. Clarity is this perception of understanding and of exactness and of simplicity. And I know I want that. I want understanding and simplicity in my life. And that's where the REAP Clarity and Success System comes into play. So the first step in this system is to discover what your best friend is thinking of you. Your best friend knows what's right and wrong for you, right? When you listen to him or her, they make sense. The process of understanding what your best friend thinks is crucial. So let's find out who this best friend is for a second. Here's another little bit of an exercise. Who's your best friend? Think for a second. Is it the high school friend who is still close in your life? Is it a mentor or a life partner, a wife, a husband? Perhaps it's your mom or your dad or a sibling. Is your best friend a coworker or a business partner? Is it a like-minded colleague who you can trust and go through processes with? Your best friend is really the person who you spend the most time with. And it's somebody who you listen to the most. So, it should be the person you like to spend the most time with, right? So, there's only one answer, who your best friend is. It, of course, is you. You should be your own best friend. And often you can never get away from him or her, right? Two, you should know yourself better than anybody else. So you are your own best friend. So I ask you this, are you your own best friend? And do you take your own advice like that of a best friend? When your best friend, your supposed best friend, the person you think of as your best friend, says, hey, I like your hair shorter, you should go get it short. A lot of people will go cut their hair. But if you, your own best friend, says, hey, I like your hair short, usually, a couple of gremlins come up in your mind and go, oh, I don't know if it should be short, if it should be long, because your ego starts talking to you. So what do you really say to yourself? How do you phrase your internal thoughts? How do you answer the questions you ask yourself? The best time to see this is if you can step back from the last disagreement you had with somebody. Go back there now and think about that for a second. And when you do, write down your thoughts, unfiltered, about the disagreement. What you hear yourself saying to yourself. Was there something, I should have said this, I should have said that in the disagreement. Oh my gosh, I was too hard on them. I shouldn't have spoke my mind so much. I was right, he was wrong. I was wrong, she was right. Think about those things for a moment and include what you're saying to yourself right now. You might say, I haven't had a disagreement with anybody in a long time. Go back to the last time you had. More than likely, when you do this exercise, you'll hear some self-doubt and some self-judgment come into play. And it can be really powerful to step in and learn to listen to your own thoughts. Another exercise to do for this, which is really good because we can be very, very critical, is to go look in the mirror and write down the first three things you see. Do it later. Go to the mirror, look in it, and write down the first three things you say to yourself about what you see. There's probably going to be some self-doubt or some judgment. You might check yourself because you know you're doing the exercise. But if you're unconscious and you go look in the mirror, you might say, oh, my gosh, I have dark circles under my eyes, or I'm getting a wrinkle here, or, oh, my gosh, the fifth grader boy who was telling me I was ugly was right, I'm ugly, right? Those are the kind of self-talk we want to take a look at. Because, see, in order to change something, you must first understand it. And this is what we need to do in the first step of the Reap Clarity Success System. You must first look at your thoughts and very objectively say, are they true? Are they kind? Would my other best friend really say those things to me? I suppose probably not, because we can be our own worst inner critic. And it's time to become your best friend by spring cleaning the thoughts that you have. When you look at them at the times that you're quiet and you begin to hear yourself, you can shift those thoughts into powerful allies for yourself, and that's exactly what the second step is in the Reap Clarity Success System. It's to tame the lion of your inner talk and your inner critic. Most of our chatter is negative and created over time by our beliefs, our histories, our families. You get the drill. Learning to look at it in a new best friend way is critical to taking your steps towards the joy and abundance and success that we all want. This is what I know. Louise Hay of Hay House Publishing is the queen of positive self-talk. And I was listening to one of her speeches on stage once, and she said, you know, after a century, yes, 50 years of my own self-care, my thoughts are only 80% positive. I still have to check them 20% of the time, she said. And that's a very telling tale, because she's been conditioning herself all of her life to do this. And she's gotten 80% of the way there, which is great. But I'm an example of this too, and why I know this system works, because I've lived and breathed this as well for the last 2 decades, trying to tame my own inner critic. See, I spent much of my youth, my teenage years, my young adult years with this internal script going on in my head. And I didn't know it. It was subconscious. And whenever something went wrong or I didn't achieve something or I made a mistake in my life, my inner voices would always kind of say something to the effect of course, that's because I'm a fat, lazy slob. That was my script, those three words, fat, lazy, slob. And I've spent a lot of time and become very aware of where it came from. I know exactly why it was created in, why I created it in my own mind. But I know now that it couldn't be farther from the truth. You see, I played interscholastic field hockey in high school and college. I was an AB student. In high school, I had two jobs. In college, I often had three jobs, taking a full course load. And I was always organized and fit. And so that certainly doesn't lend itself to being lazy. But that was my script nonetheless. And it wasn't until my 30s that I actually started hearing it. And the more I work with clients, the more I realize that everyone has a script. And why these two steps of the REAP system are crucial to gaining clarity and taking that next step towards your own success. I mean, really, think about it. Can anyone possibly be successful and have abundance and great joy in their lives when they are thinking fat, lazy, slob or some other inaccurate thought? So I want you to close your eyes for a second. Don't fall asleep. Just close them. And I want to see if any of these resonate with you. I'm not good enough. Who am I to think I can? Why should I have it when somebody else doesn't? It's never going to happen to me. I don't know. I can't do that. This is too hard. I don't know enough. I'm not good enough. What will they say? Think about what constant script is talking to you. And then, would you ever say any of those things to your best friend? I think not. I think you'd encourage your best friend. I think you would say, that's not true. I see this. So that's where taming the lion and the emotions that come up with all of these things that you're saying to yourself, where those emotions come up into play and how we have to tame them. And there are tons of ways to do this. And one example when you're hearing the script in your head is switch it around. If you're saying, I'm not good enough, you say, I am good enough. If you say, who am I to think I can, be like the little engine that could and said, say, I think I can. Start shifting the script around. Ask the question in a polar opposite way. So for me, my example to you, for the last 20 years, I'm 50 years old and I'm loving it. When I hear that script come into play in some way, shape, or form, that fat, lazy, slob script, I automatically, bing, 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 when I hear it, I say, oh no, you're not going to get away with that right now. You are an organized, healthy, and inspiring individual. And I stop and I say that to myself. And all of a sudden, boom, things shift for me. And I still say it. I will absolutely acknowledge that I still say it on occasion. But I catch myself really quickly now. So part of this is shifting your emotions along with it. When your script says, I can't, what happens to your posture? What happens to your emotional being, that energy of your emotions? I would say you get sad, you get drained, you get lonely, you get negative. You can be hurt, you can be feeling unloved. But what happens to emotions when you say to yourself, organized, healthy, inspiring? All of a sudden, I'm feeling a little bit joyful. I'm feeling, I'm inspiring to somebody. And somebody emailed me this morning and then said, thank you for your leadership. And I went, I'm a leader. Isn't that great? It brought my emotional vibration up. When I say healthy, inspiring, my emotional vibration comes up to meet that. This shift is one that's crucial. And I say that now, know without a doubt that it's true because I did it from a deep, deep place inside. I've changed my life from living filled with judging others and not loving myself and depression and gone from not feeling personally or professionally successful to feeling really accomplished. I've been following my dreams and so have a lot of my clients. So these shifts, once you get the steps down, once difficult, become easy. So step three is turning up the volume of your own inner wisdom. After you're able to shift your thought patterns and change them to something more positive and move into objective thinking, you're now ready to listen to the whispers of the whole forest and what your deep desires are. You've helped your mind's environment, so now we're going to help your inner environment. We're going to help your physical space inside, do a little cleaning out of that. We are going to help your emotions and bringing them into alignment. And we're also, because energy is not just from within, it's from without, we're going to help adjust your physical space. And this is all about bringing the energy within and around you up. Emotionally, it's about discovering those things that raise your vibration. What makes you smile just a little bit instead of frowning just a lot? And I know this may be simplistic, but it's a little bit harder than anybody realizes, or else everybody would be filled with joy, right? Recognizing when your emotions are not empowering you and finding ways to shift them is huge. For me, I'm a dog person. I love dogs, and I mean when I love dogs, I mean a lot of dogs, and they have to be big. 50 to 100-pound dogs bring me joy, and I can't be unhappy when around them. I really can't. It's impossible. So I have four of them, and when I'm home, they are constantly around me. When I'm away, I have their picture on my I don't have an iPhone. I have a Galaxy S3, but I have it on the Galaxy. And I just look at it, and all of a sudden, I'm smiling. So it's about finding things that raise your vibration. What, when you are with it or around it, bring you joy? Is it a certain color that helps calm your emotions and bring your energy back in balance that brings you joy? Or is it one that raises you up, that calls you and says, oh, my gosh, that's a vibrant color? How about a sound? Sounds bring you joy. Is it the babbling of a river, or is it the giggles of children on a playground? How about a smell, rose or a floral scent, or do you like the wood scents better? Think about that one thing that raise your energy up, and how can you bring it into your life anytime, anywhere? So when your emotions are a little bit off, you can have instant access to raising this vibration up just by memory recall. That's helping your inner energy. To turn the volume up and have an energy-inspiring life, creating a space to suit you will actually help you discover your dreams and your desires, and that leads you to success. I'm an interior alignment practitioner, and that means I use Feng Shui principles with my clients. By doing so, this brings your inner emotions and your outer space into complete alignment, and that positive energy can flourish for you. The first way you can do this simply is by dealing with the clutter in your life. Clutter does, I don't care what anybody says, it does not create clarity. And it indeed can create chaos. I'm not talking about organized clutter. Some people have a system around their desk, and to me, it may look like, ew, gosh, that's a lot of clutter. But it's an organized system for them. I'm talking about the disorganized clutter in your life. Think about it. If you're organized, there's always a place you can improve on that. See, what I know for sure in all of the time that I've been working with clients is that there is a nagging draw in your house. There might even be a dozen nagging draws in your house, but there is one draw that's the catch-all draw. And if you claim you don't have it, you can also look in your purse or your wallet and see, create a new system of organization around that nagging draw or your purse or wallet. And you, it's really simple. All you have to do is follow this one simple rule, and that's love it, use it, or lose it. So when sorting through that drawer or purse or wallet, apply that rule. If you're not going to lose it, recycle it, whatever you want to do with it, find an appropriate home for it where you can access it really easily. If it's something you love, put it in a place where you will love it. I've had clients who have, you know, in this nagging draw of clutter, lots of pictures, and they're like, I don't know, I don't have time for albums. I'm like, scan them. Scan them into a computer file and let it rotate around your desktop on your computer when you need a little energy up. Little simple things like that will create space and an environment that draws your energy up. So, after cleaning out your thoughts and raising this emotional vibration and shifting that outer space to support you, it's time to step forward in your path with an understanding and knowing your purpose. And this is the next step, and it begins with an exercise called Your Best Day Ever. So at some point in the next week, I want you to take some time and journal what your best, most magnificent average day looks like. Now, people will do this exercise with you, and they'll go, what's your big dream? What's your big dream? What's the best day look like? And everybody goes, beach, vacation, traveling to Paris. I don't want you to go on a vacation day or an adventure day. I want you to go on an average day. Because life is about trying to create a feeling that surrounds what your best, most magnificent average day is. So what do you want for yourself Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? You don't want to get up, look at the clock, grab the shower, put on your clothes, rush out the door, go to work, be nagged by your bosses, come home, do the dishes, do the laundry, and go to bed. That's not what your best, most magnificent average day would look like. Might be, but I can't imagine that for most people. So what feeling do you want to have on your average day? Do you want to be around a lot of people and enjoy the up-leveling vibration of them? Do you want to just have a slow, purpose-filled day of in the morning, taking your time, having your coffee, reading the paper, going for a walk and easing into your day? Or are you somebody who's like, you know what, I want to get up, I want to go to the coffee shop, I want to say hi to my friends, I want to go to work for a little bit? So what is the average magnificent day in your life, and what is that feeling? When you know what it is, it's about accessing that feeling quickly and easily in the process of your regular day to make a regular day magnificent. Because you now know what inspires you. And making decisions from a place of knowing what inspires you allows you to spring forward towards success. After you know what that feeling is, we'll vision seed that feeling for you, and we can do collages and dream movies. I have a mind movie for my future and what I want in my life for myself and my family. And I watch it first thing every morning because that brings me forward into making my decisions based on my dreams, my desires, and my inspirations. And I actually feel like I'm living that because I'm putting it into my mind. And you move, by doing this, you move strategically with each of your own steps forward by keeping the outcomes of these steps in your mind. Decisions become clear, easy to make, because they're now going to be made in alignment with who you are and what your goals are. And simply, success becomes you. You just move into the success without having a lot of chaos involved or challenges of getting there. I have so much, oh goodness, I have so much to share. I'm so excited. And I know some of you may be thinking you can listen to the replay, but I really want you to stay with me. A system doesn't work without all the moving parts put together. And so I'm going to put these moving parts together. And these steps are making sense to you, right? Yeah? To get clarity, you must learn, you must get out with the old, set yourself up for success, have a cobweb-free thought process, and a raised energy vibration. That's where the joy and the abundance come in, and that's why I'm so excited that at the end of this, I'm going to be announcing the launching of my spring 2013 Reap Clarity and Success program. It's going to begin in a few weeks, and if this content is resonating with you, I want you to take a look at it. I haven't run this program for the past year, and so I've been able to take some time to enhance it and add to it and make it better than ever before. And I honestly am not sure whether I'm going to offer it again this year. And I may even be putting it in the vault because there's some other things that are coming out that are exciting. But this program with me live may not be run again. So take a look at it. Stay on the call with me. See, I know how powerful this program is, and I want this success for you. So those who are going to choose to step into their own success this spring, and those who choose more joy and more abundance in their life, I'm going to be adding some extra bonus values this spring. I'll tell you about that later. But we're going to go back to step five, which is facing your fears. We've all heard that fear can be defined as false evidence appearing real. And I like that. It's about thinking that something's going to happen because of our past experiences, what people have told us we can and cannot do, and our incongruent beliefs that you may still have. But really, for me, fear is much more than that. Fear is forever evading your abundant rewards. Forever evading your abundant rewards. Think about this. What opportunity have you not taken because of fear? And what has not taking that opportunity had to forever evade your abundant rewards? Have you passed up on a speaking opportunity because you don't want to be on stage? Have you not applied for a big position because you don't like the interview process? Have you said, I'm not good enough? Have you not registered for a course or a program you know will help? Have you subconsciously sabotaged yourself? Have you not taken a stand for yourself or others because you were uncertain of the ramifications? If you answered yes, it's all because of fear, and it's about evading forever your abundant rewards. And this step in the Reap Clarity Success System is about stopping that. Fears are made of false evidence appearing real, and when we give into them, they keep us from success. Just identifying a fear will weaken it. What fears you have, and more specifically, what fears you have around the opportunities about abundance and success are crucial to your understanding why you haven't achieved all that you want right now. See, abundance comes in all shapes and sizes, right? It may be about abundance of money. I like that. It may be more about abundance of time to do what you enjoy. You may think that you always step into opportunities around time and money, but you'd be surprised at how your beliefs will hold you back. So for this piece, we're going to do a quick exercise. And it's around money. I want you to think back to the first time you remember handing somebody cash. Take your time and go back, because typically we have to go back to our school-aged days. And I want you to try to access the feelings you had when you actually handed that money over to somebody for whatever reason. Were you purchasing something? Were you paying them back? Were you sharing money out of the goodness of your own heart? Were you asking somebody to buy something for you? For me, I remember this clearly as if it was yesterday. I lived in a small town growing up, and I was at the local mom-and-pop country store, and I held a nickel like it was gold to buy a candy bar. Remember, I'm 50, so a nickel for a candy bar? Yeah. But I also remember being so conflicted because, you know, I grew up in a household where you had to do chores and you got money. And we weren't given a lot of money for our chores. I'd earned that nickel through a collection of 5 pennies, and it was probably over 5 weeks that I earned that nickel. So for a child of 5, 6, 7 years old, 5 weeks is forever, right? It's a lifetime. And I went to buy this candy bar, and I had this nickel, and I was handing it to Mr. Morrow, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to have another nickel. It's going to take me forever to make this money. Until I realized that and recognized that in myself, it has always been difficult for me to spend money on me. Always. Because I thought it would take an overabundance of hard work to be able to buy myself another candy bar in my adult life. So I know for myself I've avoided opportunities because of this fear and belief. It's valid, right? Makes sense. Absolutely not. I needed to see that to get over it and step into this fear. So I needed to see that spending money isn't about having to work hard to replace it. It's about being smart with where you spend the money. It's about being joyful about giving money to somebody else because I will get something in return for that. Even if I'm donating it to charity, I'm going to get satisfaction out of that. And until I got that, it was hard for me to write checks. So go into this space for yourself. What feelings were brought up the first time you did this? Were they glee, pride, regret, concern? Did you come from a place of lack like I did? Or did you come from a place of joy saying, this money is going to help somebody else? When you do this exercise, you're going to gain valuable insight about your attitudes towards money and how you've been forever evading abundant rewards in your life. So the next step is about finding answers quickly and looking at the signs around you, because now you know that there's fear, you know how to step through it, you've cleaned out your thought clutter, you've cleaned your physical self out, your environmental space. Your emotions are on high. So now it's actually easy to move into this next step. And this is about accessing your intuition and having it give you a clear answer. And two, once it is made seen the signs that will help you continue forward, you can tweak it simply and quickly. when you begin this process, it can be actually pretty awe-inspiring. Kind of the, oh gosh, I wish I had had a V8 piece of clarity coming to you. And I spend a lot of time on this step with my clients because really we are so conditioned to make decisions hard and difficult for ourselves. Our egos get filled up, our chests pumped out by saying, I had to make the most difficult decision in my life. Ah, that decision was so hard for me to make, but I did it. But really, the decisions are already there. They're just waiting to be heard. The right decisions are waiting for you to hear from your inner wisdom. Clear yes and no answers can be seen by becoming quiet. You can use a dowsing pendulum. You can use kinesiology. And I do this all the time. In fact, I did it when scheduling this telecall. Should I do it on a Monday or a Tuesday? Should I do it at lunch or evening? And to get out of the hem and haw of that, I used my dowsing pendulum. And it became very clear that I needed to do a Monday evening. And then this workshop in Western Connecticut came up, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I need to move my telecall. And I went to my pendulum, and I said, it told me, no, you are fine to do it Monday night when you get home. So it takes, by using these tools that give you insight, it takes that hem and haw over decisions. And I'm able to take that energy that I would have put towards what's the right decision? Do I go? Do I come? Do I stop? Do I stay? I can take all that energy and put it into other things. You get out of your own way. And so here we are, together, tonight, Monday night. Let's see. You can have more joy and abundance in your life and ultimately more success and peace of mind by going through this system as a program because, you know, this is an hour telecall and I can give you some great information, right? But self-care isn't a destination. Self-knowledge is not a point on the path that you get to. It's a constant. We have to brush our teeth daily. And you know what? We have to get clear daily. So this system does that. It gives you that daily self-care and growth that you can access quickly, easily, and readily to step forward. So I just want to take a few moments here because we are running up on the hour of time and tell you a little bit about the spring class. It begins the week of May 13th, and it is a six-week program. And in it, I'm going to be offering you six content-rich classes that go deep into each one of these steps. And they shed light on your thought patterns, and you learn quickly how to switch those emotions. You learn how to turn up the volume on good energy, turn down the volume on energy that does not serve you. You discover and deepen the desires that fuel your fire, and it will help spring you into success by taking action in spite of your fears. And in it, we learn how to make decisions that take out that hem and haw and the angst over them so that you can spend energy on the things that are most important to you in life. One of the things you also learn is how to make sure your ego doesn't start second-guessing all of those decisions. Because once you've made a decision, sometimes you say, oh, was that the right one? Should I go with that decision? Maybe I should go over here. Maybe I should do this first. And that's your ego just coming into play. So we learn how to make sure it doesn't get as loud as the inner whispers of your own inner wisdom. You learn how to navigate your life by this inner wisdom instead of outer influences. I want to know where this was when I was 18. Because when you're 18, the outer influences of life are so great that usually go down paths that probably teach you a lot of really good lessons, and they taught me a lot of really good lessons. But boy, would I like to have been centered and strong and in my own belief system and stepping forward from my own inner wisdom. In addition to the 6 calls you get, you receive daily coaching activities to strengthen the content of the calls. And they're simple exercises that don't require a lot of time, but give you a lot of really good centering. It gives you lots of energy to, you can either focus on these exercises a lot, depending on your day and your schedule, or a little. So they're fun, they're inspiring, and you also get worksheets that go hand in hand with the program. Because see, here's the thing I know. You can read all the books about self-care and self-help, but they usually end up as shelf help. If you're not held accountable to taking some action steps on a daily basis, you are not going to reap the rewards that you so deserve in your life. Because self-growth can be a little challenging, if it's not fun, why would you want to do it? So these exercises are fun, and they're inspiring, and they bring your energy level up. So that's the bulk of the course. But because success comes from making decisions, if you register for it before May 6th, I'm also going to give you 6 program-specific audio downloads of instructional visualizations, which cement the lessons into your own cellular being. I'm going to give you a copy of my 10 simple, easy, and effective ways to renew and rejuvenate, which you will get when you register for the program, and it's a great jump start to it. I'm going to offer an extra bonus call at the end of the program to spearhead you into success in the summer, because the program will end right as summer's beginning. And for those people that register before May 6th, I'm doing a 30-minute mid-program one-on-one call reviewing your progress and answering any questions that you may have. And I've also added access to me weekly via email to answer a direct specific question that you may have. And I've never done those last two things before. So added them all in there, and of course there's an early bird registration fee that really is worth all of those bonuses in and of themselves. So that is that. But I am also going to up the ante for the people who really say, I want success, I want to step into my joy. And the first 3 people to register tonight and tonight only, I will also add in a complimentary I Ching reading. And the I Ching is the Chinese Book of Wisdom, and it's an oracle reading for you about how to step forward into your success for the next 3 to 6 months. That's not listed on the registration page, but it was something I discovered that I wanted to do as I was driving home from my workshop. It's like, you know, I really want to give something extra, because it's been such a challenging week for everybody. And I really want people to step forward into their own vibrant energy before the summer starts. So I've added that in there for the first 3 people to register. You can find out all of this at my website. And my website is soul-wiseliving.com. But you have to add a whole lot of stuff after it. Okay, it's soul-wiseliving.com/programs/get-out-of-your-own-way. So it's soul-wiseliving.com/programs/ get out of your own way, hyphen all of the words. So take a look at that. Get out of your own way, reap clarity and success, and move forward. But I'm not done yet. because we still have one last step to the Reap Clarity and Success system to go through. And that last step is giving it up and having the faith that everything you want for your success and your desires and your joy will come to you. The best place to understanding this, starting to understand this, is by, for me and for a lot of my clients, using a blessing bowl. Now, you probably heard about the use of gratitude journals and how that gratitude and the law of attraction brings more good things into your life. Well, blessing bowl ups the ante on the gratitude journal. What you do is you go get a beautiful bowl that resonates with you, one that brings your energy up just by looking at it. It can be crystal, blown glass, cut glass. It can be wood. It can be ceramic. It can be colorful. It can be simple. But something that just, I love this bowl. And you just love it. So you get one of those, and then you get a whole bunch of slips of paper, and they can be whatever you want. I've managed to get a whole bunch of really colorful index cards, and I cut them into quarters. Well, not, they're small slips. And before I go to bed each night, I take three slips and I write down a blessing on each of the slips. Something that happened that was good, new, and inspiring in my life. Some days it's a little harder than others. Okay? Some days it is hard. I understand this. So there was a day last week where I said to myself, I'm blessed to just be able to put my head on my pillow now and go to sleep. Other days, there's some really great stuff in there. But on each day, the thing about the difference between being grateful and feeling blessed is your energy. I'm grateful for usually means I'm grateful that I don't have. I'm blessed means it's divinely given to you. The universe has given you this gift. And your energy level goes up just a little bit. Okay? So try that. Try a blessing bowl for yourself. And once you create this habit, you notice that, I'll go to my blessing bowl tonight, and I'll limit it to three? What are you talking about? I have to limit it to three? Because I had so many blessings come to my life. I was stuck in traffic, but it kept moving. Then I'm sending great energy out to this one car. It was a tremendous accident, but I was right at the cusp of it. It had happened. The fire engine was there, but we were only backed up like a quarter of a mile. If I had gotten to that space 20 minutes later, I would not have made this call. I am blessed for that. I'm blessed I wasn't in the car. I'm blessed I made it to be here with you. There's lots of things in my life. So the more you do that, then faith appears. Signs are seen and your fear diminishes and your joy increases. And with all of that, you can't possibly be anything but successful. So there are my seven steps. Step one is, what does your best friend think? Step two is taming the lion that speaks to you and the emotions that it plays with. Step three is turning up the volume of energy in your life. Step four is discovering, rediscovering, and setting your path forward. Step five is facing the fear that you have, otherwise known as facing why you are forever evading your abundant rewards. Step six is finding answers in your life and getting confirmation that they are the right ones quickly and easily. And step seven is moving forward in faith towards more abundance, towards more joy, and towards more success. Understanding these steps, how they've affected your previous choices and your decisions in your past, is the start for creating clarity, joy, and abundance. And I know just by having been on this call today, you will step forward into that. Shifting your energies and stepping into fear speeds up this process and makes decisions from all of this rather than from the inaccurate thoughts or beliefs is what brings success to you right now. So here's what I know. Change is not always easy. And when we start doing things like this kind of self-work, your ego may start kicking and screaming, saying, I've been with you for this long. Why are you trying to get me out of the house? And your fears will come out trying to stop you in your path. And that's why those self-help books become shelf-help books. And that's why so many people prefer to just sit in the comfort of their own home at night watching TV and sit in their self-doubt and go about life as if it's fine, it's what life is, this is a struggle, this is the American dream, get over it. But if you've been on this call, you're not one of them. If you're someone who truly wants more success and is ready for more joy and abundance and knows that you need a system to use, then I really do want you to consider the ReClarity Success Program this spring for yourself. See, I like to think of life as this journey that goes down a river. If you've ever been whitewater rafting or kayaking down a river, you understand that if you become aware of the way the water runs, you can easily navigate the way the river is going. If you are unaware of that, then you're going to find yourself clinging to that branch right before the waterfall somewhere on that river. And this is a situation that most people find themselves in. Most people find themselves hanging onto that branch right before the waterfall going, I'm in overwhelm. How did I get here? And the place of self-doubt of what have I done? And this leads to challenges, certainly. But if you start learning how the river runs or how the signs in your life are shown to you, you can navigate along it. And I'm not saying that the waterfalls don't come in our lives. They do. That's life. But what I'm saying is that by being able to know the navigational signs before the waterfalls come up, when you see them, you'll know how to get over to the shoreline, away from the danger. You'll be able to take your canoe or your kayak, walk joyfully past the waterfall, say, yeah, you're a challenge, but I'm getting past this. I'm getting by this. I'm getting through this. And you get back on the river, and you're paddling peacefully down through the lakes, and you're enjoying that ride once again. By learning the system of navigation on a river, you're able to be successful and be in enjoyment of your journey. And that's what the system provides you. That's what these steps provide you. It offers you the tools to successfully navigate that river so that at times of overwhelm, or you feel like you think you're going into overwhelm, you can quickly and easily assess the situation and move forward with the clear choices and decisions that are based on your highest good. And you avoid the waterfall of overwhelm. You take the hem and haw out of life, and you can focus your energies that have been up-leveled on the good that you want to do in your job, in your career, in your business, and in your life. So if you're ready to access that inner wisdom to make these types of decisions with greater ease, if you know you need that, and you really owe it to yourself to consider the program. And again, you might want to take a look at the registration page at soul-wiseliving.com/programs/get-out-of-your-own-way-all-those-words. It'll give you the tools you need. And I'm going to be there to support and guide you because that's what you deserve. If you have any questions about that or any of the content tonight, shoot me a quick email at laura www.wiseliving.com, and I'll try to get back to you personally within the next 48 hours. So those are the seven steps. You're going to clear the cobwebs of your mind this spring. You're going to think more clearly and objectively. You're going to settle your emotions. You're going to up-level the energy in your life. You're going to recognize your fears and step through them. You're going to see the signs and take the hem and haw out of the decision-making in your life. And you're going to surrender to faith and recognize that blessings surround you. So I've gone a little bit over the 9 o'clock hour, and I really appreciate you being here tonight, because I know that you are the type of person who is successful right now in your own right. And that by taking these steps and moving forward fearlessly, you will continue to reap the success that you deserve and joy and abundance in your life this spring. So thank you so much for spending the beginning of what I hope is a great week for you, filled with joy and abundance in all the different shapes and sizes that it comes in, and that you reap all of this in your work, in your life, and so much more. So I'm going to say goodnight, and know that I want nothing more than that for you this week and always. And again, if I can help in any way, please get in touch with me. And as I always say to people, keep smiling. Have a great night, everyone.